You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to chumbacasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
So, Doomsday Mom, Lori Vallow, Daybell, you know, everybody's favorite punchline. The big news is that she's not going to be putting up a defense, at least as of now. I believe the judge has technically given her till Monday to officially decide, just in case, you know, she gets back into the, you know, the cell block and, you know, some of her homies say, yo, D-Bell, you be tripping. Something like that.
You think she's got somebody back there that does their hair and they do something for her?
She already said in an interview that she's got her group in the jail, and she views it that is, and I'm paraphrasing, that it's now it's God's mission for her in life to go back into these jail cells with these women who are just beautiful and wonderful and on death row, and preach to them, spread positivity. So she's starting a cult inside of the prison is what
I don't want her preaching to them. I just want her doing their hair
while listening to R. Kelly's Braid My Hair.
Well, oh God, I forgot about that one.
What a good song.
What I really want is I want a reality series following her. Like, let's check in. It's time. It's for the, you know, the Daybell minute. Let's check in and see what she's up to today.
I like that idea.
I think we should. I wish we could.
I think that would be, you know, it should it'd be like an unconventional way to raise funds for the prison. Although most of them make tons of money because they're private and it's a large industrial complex that makes a lot of money and doesn't have a lot of oversight.
No, it doesn't.
So, yeah.
If there's not much oversight, I don't see why they couldn't have a camera crew go in there once a week.
Well, they limit the amount of time that, yeah, but you probably don't want to get, I don't know. There's probably rules against that or laws or something. But
what does any of that mean these days?
I know. But
yeah. I rolled through a stop sign earlier today. I just went, what are you going
to
do?
Were you just saying F you to the man?
Yeah. Like, what are you going to do to me?
I rolled through a stop sign today.
I did. I did not come to a complete fucking stop. What are you going to do to me? I just admitted it. I rolled through that stop sign.
Well, this is a big one. I don't know that we can continue knowing that you're a felon actively committing crimes like that. Let's go to Daybell and watch some of her testimony. This is before she officially says, I'm not going to present a defense. This is towards the end where she gets a little more testy. Yesterday, we watched some of the cross on this guy before lunch. After lunch, everybody's had their McRib and their Filet-O-Fish because it's still Lent.
Lent.
So that's, I guess, yeah. I haven't had a Filet-O-Fish in a long time. Everybody's full. They had a McDonald's McSwirl thing, if their ice cream machine is working. And everybody's
a McSwirl.
What is it called? The McFlurry?
I don't know. It's been
I think so it's long McFlurry. I think is the. I don't know if they still have those. Do they? I don't know.
I haven't been to McDonald's in probably 2 years.
Well, you are missing out the food, folks, and fun.
I know. I'm part of the problem.
Do you remember food, folks, and fun? That was the slogan like in the early 90s.
I do not.
Food, folks, and fun. Yeah. I remember too much of that shit and like not important things in life, but I can tell you like the slogan of Shopko or something from.
Well,
yeah.
We listen to a lot of ads. We're in radio. So
yeah. Yeah. I was a child when these things started permeating my brain.
And now we get some more insight into how you are.
Exactly.
You are.
I've always been me. All right. Let's take a look over here what happened in court just the other day, the end of the regular testimony in the trial of Lori Vallow Daybell.
Detective Duncan, in all those text messages, we saw a lot of people. Did you interview our mother, Janice Cox?
I did not.
Did you read or watch her interview?
I have not.
Did you interview our sister, Summer Shiflett?
I did not.
Did you read or watch her interview?
No.
Did you interview our father, Barry Cox?
No.
Did you read or watch his interview?
No.
So the only source that you have for this investigation of the shooter in your case is through our brother Adam. Is that correct?
And all of the contacts mentioned through your iClouds.
Yeah, but you didn't ask anybody who was mentioned in there or who was speaking in there what they meant by any of those text messages?
Well, none of the people that you mentioned were present during this incident. So you're asking about the actual day of July 11th, if I asked them about that day or about the text messages?
About the text messages themselves. Like, did you ask my mother what she meant in that text message when she wrote it?
No.
Did you ask my sister what she meant in those text messages?
No.
Did you ask Melanie, my niece, what she meant in those text messages?
No.
Did you ask me what I meant in those text messages?
I couldn't.
Okay.
Okay. She thinks she's got one up on somebody.
Right. Fine.
Okay. God damn. That's right.
And through your investigation, you found out that, as you testified earlier, that Alex wouldn't text or call Adam back. Is that correct?
I'm not interpreting as far as he wouldn't do it. What I'm saying is I don't see it. So there, if there's a message there and there's a text, there's no indication that there was a callback or a text back.
So it looked like that he wasn't calling him or texting him back, even though he was getting calls and texts. Is that correct?
And then Adam also testified that he did not receive a call or a text back, which would be consistent with the records.
So the only person in our family, in our whole family, that you got information from was the estranged brother from our family who didn't know what was going on with everybody else.
I object to the form of the question.
The only sane member of the family.
Well, it's also compound. I'll sustain the objection.
Okay, so Adam, our estranged brother, is the only one that you got information from. Is that correct?
I object to the form of the question.
Sustained.
So is this your normal protocol to just talk to one witness and not all the others?
No.
Why didn't you speak to any other member of my family?
A lot of members of the family have been spoken to.
But you were not privy to any of that information as the case agent?
Well, I was privy to the interviews that were conducted by other detectives.
And you just testified to me that you didn't read or watch any of those interviews. Is that correct?
I have been present during an interview or a phone call with Summer. And been present during a phone call in this process, but I have never interviewed them.
How many interviews has Summer had with the police departments?
Objection, speculation.
If you know.
He can answer if he knows.
I don't know.
More than one or two?
I don't know.
Okay, but you knew of at least one.
That Summer has had?
Correct.
Yes.
But you didn't ask her any of these questions or any of the questions about the text messages that you just talked about that were on the screen with Summer?
I said no.
Okay.
Asked and answered.
So as the case agent and a detective, do you form a suspicion and then stick to it and only investigate the things that lead you to that same conclusion?
No.
Where are you going with this, love?
You had testified earlier about the story of Nephi, is that correct?
Yes.
And you said that you researched it, is that correct? What research did you do?
Well, the very basic research. I Googled who is Nephi, what does Nephi stand for? I've also, through this process, over the last 4 or 5 years, have asked other members of the church just a simple question: tell me about Nephi. And every single person I talk to tells me that same story that was told by Adam.
So are you aware that there's 15 books in the Book of Mormon?
I am not.
Are you aware that 4 of those books are books of Nephi?
I am not.
That there's Nephi 1, 1st Nephi, 2nd Nephi, 3rd Nephi, 4th Nephi?
No, I'm not.
Okay. That there's many stories of Nephi. Is that correct? Or you don't know?
I don't know.
So the very first story is the story that...
I'm going to object to testifying.
It sounds as like that's the way it was going. So please just ask questions.
So you did not read the Book of Mormon?
No.
You did not read 1st Nephi?
No.
You just asked people. That was your research?
I asked members of that particular church, and I also did an internet search, yes.
So you did an internet search, and it gave you all the stories of Nephi?
That's the story that came up.
So how long did you do that research for?
I couldn't tell you.
So in your research, did you discover that there's about 25 stories of Nephi in that Book of Mormon?
I didn't see that, no.
And that there's 4 different prophets that are called Nephi in the Book of Mormon?
I'm going to get a...
What are we getting at?
As to testifying, and the detective has already indicated, so asked and answered.
I'll overrule the objection. He can ask if he knows that or not.
What was the question? Sorry.
I'm sorry, I can't remember. Can the court reporter...
There's 4 different people referred to as Nephi?
Yeah, four different prophets in the Book of Mormon that are Nephi. Are you aware of that?
No.
Okay. So isn't it true that you really have no idea what I was referring to when I referenced Nephi in my text message?
I can only go off of what I see. I can't tell you what you're thinking or what you're trying to relay there. But based on my knowledge and based on talking to people about who is Nephi, that is a story that came up consistently.
You relayed to the jury that it was an order to kill. You relayed to the jury.
I said that the story was the same story and similar to Adam. Adam told.
Okay, and you said it earlier that was an order to kill, that I referenced Nephi. I will be like Nephi and you will be like Nephi. To the jury here today.
Ask a question. That's a statement, not a question.
Do you have knowledge that my text message meant that at all?
No.
Are you aware through all of your investigation of this case that my brother was a stand-up comedian, Alex?
I had heard that, yes.
And that everything is a joke to Alex?
I can't speak for that.
So when you're
everything is a joke
all these
to
text
Alex.
Messages and making all these assumptions, half of them could be jokes and you would not know that?
Objection, speculation.
Sustained.
Were you speculating when you read my text messages?
I think I'm just reading your text messages. I don't think I was drawing any inference from them. I was just simply reading them.
Well, today you were explaining them to the jury. Is that true?
Those were read. There was no explanation as to what it meant.
She's getting testy.
As the case agent, what is your communication with the other investigators in this case?
What do you mean by other investigators?
So who is on your team? Who is working for you on this case right now?
I'm the only person working on the case right now. Back in the, when there's, we were investigating it, it would have been myself and Detective Coons. And then periodically we'd have Detective Werther do some work for us if we needed it.
And then do you guys communicate through emails or calls or text messages, or how does that work?
Well, unfortunately, we're cramped in a small little area, so we have the ability to just talk to each other.
So no reports are really made of that communication. You're just talking?
Correct.
And being a detective, is your job basically to be an investigator and search out facts concerning what happened?
Yes.
Do you feel like you've done that in this case?
I do.
So by not testing any of those things, you feel like you've done everything you could possibly do to tell the jury and to tell us what happened that day on July 11th, even though you weren't present?
Correct.
You're confident in that?
I'm confident.
Oh boy. He's not backing down.
Did you have to meet with Detective Moffitt to review the case when you made this transfer?
No.
So he didn't give you any heads up on what was happening?
Well, before he left, he just dropped the case notebook on my desk and then went on his way. We have had conversations before then and since, but nothing in detail.
So you didn't say what's been tested or what hasn't been tested?
No, that's for me to go back through and look at.
Through reports?
Correct.
Okay. So did you think it was important to maybe luminol the bat?
Once again, there was no visual blood present on the bat, and we decided that we were not going to do that particular process.
So can't blood be invisible and still be on the bat if you luminol it?
I guess if it's cleaned off, it would still maybe show some proteins, but that was something we decided not to do. We fingerprinted it to show, because there was indication that Charles had grabbed it from Tylee. So we did our best evidence to try to grab that location where it would have been grabbed, but that's what we did.
Wouldn't that be important to your investigation?
Objection as to wouldn't what?
Yeah, please.
Wouldn't luminoling the bat be important to this investigation, this particular investigation?
I don't believe it would.
What about luminoling the gun? Was that done?
Once again, there's no visible, and there was, we were under the impression that it happened 5 minutes before we got there, and there's no visible presence of blood on the bat.
Well, you went around the whole entire house looking for blood, is that correct?
Yes.
And you had the gun in your possession?
Yes.
And you're in a police station?
I was at your house.
I'm saying you have access as the case agent to have any of these things tested, is that not right?
Yes.
So why didn't you test them?
Because I did not think that luminol would was needed to be tested because there was no visual blood.
So wouldn't you like to know that for sure?
I guess you're making, we make choices and we make decisions through this process based on the facts that we have and the facts that are presented to us. And based on the facts presented to us and what we saw and what we had, I did not feel that was necessary.
You have charged me with a crime. Is that correct?
I have not, no.
You have helped them charge me with a crime. Is that correct? The state of Arizona?
I conducted an investigation and I sent it forward, yes.
And you did not feel it was necessary to test any of these things?
Objection.
You're as the case agent.
Answered like four times.
Sustained.
Ouch.
She's doing surprisingly better than I ever expected.
What logical reason do you have as an investigator to not investigate all of these things that were available to you for the past 5 years?
Your Honor, I'm again going to object to asked and answered. If there's a specific thing that hasn't been asked?
That's a really very broad question. I'll sustain the objection.
That's all I have, Your Honor.
Redirect.
So there you go.
Wow.
That was, I don't know. I mean, it her points really didn't land because they didn't really matter to much of the case. But, I mean, she kept going.
She, I'll be honest with you, if you just now threw me into that scenario, I'm not sure I would know which direction to start questioning
yeah.
the witness.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're right. She did do a lot better than we gave her credit for knowing
mm-hmm.
how to do this.
Yeah.
But in the end, this was not a smart choice for her to represent herself if she wanted to.
No, not at all. I do wonder, though, if there is going to be enough reasonable doubt in the mind of a juror, because, again, this has never landed with let's kill Charles. It was all code. And I mean, her argument there, I could see it landing with a couple jurors, honestly, of do you know, you know, so you didn't know who this character was, you know, maybe it's out of con. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it obviously looks pretty messed up, but is it beyond a reasonable doubt?
And that's the big question. What's going to happen when they walk in that room? Have they already decided, okay, she's nuts, she's guilty. They didn't call 911. She went to Burger King, dropped the kid off at mm-hmm. school, acted like it was no big deal. Or,
yeah,
I don't know.
I don't know. Because, again, all of this shows very bad acting and very just shitty behavior. But does it show a murder? That she conspired to be part of. That's the question. Is that?
Yeah.
I mean, I think yes, but I don't know. I think she's got like a 10% chance of winning this.
You wouldn't have given her that 10% a week ago, would you?
No. I think she's got about a 10% chance of winning this. And I did not think I would be anywhere near 10% ever. What do you think?
I think she's going to be guilty.
Well, yes, but do you think she has a chance? Do you, like, if you were to say, like, a percentage, like I just did, do you think there's any chance? Do you think there's 1%, 0%? I mean, where would you put it?
I'd probably give her about the same.
Yeah.
She did do a decent job. I mean, is there a Defending Yourself for Dummies book out there? I don't know. I've never looked.
Yeah. I don't know. But
she did a decent job. She you know, didn't know technique and things mm-hmm. like that. And the judge had to guide her several times, but she did better than what most of us would have done.
Yeah. I mean, her thinking is clearly not based in reality, but right. She's able to execute things. I think that's mm-hmm. why she was found, you know, competent to stand trial, because she can do some things, but you start talking to her and she's delusional as hell. So,
well, she's not living on our plane.
Yeah.
She's somewhere else. It sounds actually quite pleasant, this place that she goes to.
I know.
I mean, you know, some of us meditate, we go kickbox, we do things to, you know, forget about reality. Well, she's already there.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of, for just a moment, look at her and go, wow, aren't you lucky?
No one around you was lucky, but you are lucky.
Craving nonstop true crime updates? Press subscribe now and get the latest cases, analysis, and expert commentary delivered straight to your feed. Only from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.